now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
One of the items on the agenda for the State Board of Education next week is the possible approval of 25 more charter schools to open in the fall of 2013. There are currently 108 charter schools in operation in the state. If the board approves all 25 of the recommended schools for opening next fall, that means the state will have 133 charter schools up and running next year, a 33% increase since 2011. In case you're wondering who's responsible for overseeing all those schools to make sure they're living up to their promises and spending their state dollars properly, that would be the Office of Charter Schools in the Department of Public Instruction. That office consists of 2 full-time employees and 4 consultants. 2 full-time employees. That's absurd for an office charged with overseeing 100 schools, much less 134. Charter schools are public schools funded by public dollars. That demands public scrutiny and accountability. Surely we can all agree on that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.